Welcome to Small Frights, a small show for short films with big stories. Disclaimer, all opinions on Small Frights are our own. We do not intend to offend or upset any filmmakers' films we cover on this show. Making films is super hard, so if you've gotten this far, that's an achievement in and of itself. Thank you for creating independent cinema, and keep on trucking along. Warning, this review contains spoilers for the film. So unless you've been living under a rock for the past few months, you'll know that the newest installment of the Scream franchise is out in theaters now, as of the day of recording this. I'll be covering the new film twice on Reviews from Hell, a spoiler-free and then a spoiler-filled review coming out this weekend. So I'm currently on a quest to watch as much Scream-related content in these next few days to prep me for the new film. A lot of these have been deadbeat kill counts or video essays on legacy sequels in the Scream franchise as a whole, but I was actually lucky to see on Twitter that a brand new Scream fan film was being released just before the new film comes out, so obviously I had to watch it and review it here on Small Frights. Do You Even Scream was written and directed by Andrew Hara. The film stars Candlelight Carson and Juan Carez. Sound designed by David Wheeler, and additional help from David Hara and Archimedes Nicholas Hara. Though this is a fan film, it does serve more so as a parody of the opening to the original Scream movie from 1996. A young woman, dressed with an identical haircut to Drew Barrymore as Casey Becker, receives a phone call from a voice that we in the horror world know all too well. The film plays through with the bones of the original Scream script serving for dialogue. The originality of the film begins when our Casey stand-in says that Halloween Resurrection is her favorite scary movie. I'm not gonna lie, when Ghostface says the one with Busta Rhymes, I actually let out a chuckle. The scene does well in making fun of really bad sequels and remakes of horror films, and even joking about how Jurassic Park and Silence of the Lambs are lumped in with being typical horror genre films, even though they're more adventure thrillers. The cinematography is simple but fun. The film is in black and white and has fairly simple sets and costumes. But honestly, I preferred this over maybe other fan films that try hard to mimic the originals and just end up looking fake and falling flat. And with a short runtime, there's no chance for this film to drag on or have any filler. If you're looking for a fun and short but sweet fan film to help kick off your Scream franchise marathon before you catch the sixth film in theaters this weekend, I would highly recommend giving Do You Even Scream a watch. The film is available on YouTube and the direct link is in the description. We hope you enjoyed this review and will continue to seek out small and independent films, both online and in festivals. Thanks for watching Small Frights. Bye-bye!